Let me go to Seamus Lee. What happened? It was Sunday around, well, we now discover, Seamus, this incident that happened quite a few hours before you came across it. What happened?
Yeah, well, I came across it, Joe, about 4:45.
Okay.
And there was a couple of cars stopped on the road, on the left-hand side of the road, and there's a cone there as well.
And this is near, this on the Wicklow Gap, in the Wicklow
Gap. This on the Wicklow Gap, about maybe 15K from Glendalough, heading, we say, from Hollywood to Glendalough. So there was a couple of cars stopped, there was a cone there, went over, and there was a deer there, young enough looking deer now, but a fairly good size, and she was... There was blood on her head, around the horn. There was blood on her flank, her knees, both shins were grazed, and she was unable to move. A few of the lads that were there were trying to lift her. There wasn't a budge ever, unable to move. So I was wondering what to do. You know, there was a difference. You know, some lads said, leave her there. I said, I should phone someone. So I phoned the emergency number and got through to the guards. And the chap said to me, look, he said, there's a vet on the way now. He said, you go ahead. And I said, well, will I wait around? He said, oh, no, it's been looked after, you go ahead. So waited maybe for 45 minutes, no sign of anybody. And I was thinking, well, I'll ring a vet. No, I'll ring the emergency service just in case there's someone out of the way. Rang them again. And he said to me, look, we've passed the call on. And I said, well, I said, who'd you pass it on to? The Roundwood Guard? He said, well, I can't tell you that. He said, but anyway, he said they'll look after it. So nothing happened. Maybe around 6 o'clock then, I suppose, after an hour after I'd phoned in, or an hour and a half after I'd arrived, I rang a local vet and she told me she was on a call out with an emergency emergency calf. So she said she'd be there in about an hour, but to ring around and see if there was anybody else. So I rang around, and unfortunately, Joe, I suppose out of hours, I did get on to another vet who told me he wasn't available. While I was stopped on the road talking
to her
again,
was the animal in distress?
Oh, completely in distress, Joe.
Oh,
yeah,
like
she looked in shock, traumatised, staring, obviously a wild animal. And she looked very upset, and she was lying there in a ditch. You could see blood on the road. You could see blood near the ditch, and you knew she was quite badly injured. So this lady from... When I was stopped on the road talking to her again, to be fair to her, Joe, she kept in touch with me two or three times. And I spoke to her. She was from Avondale Vets in Rathdrum. Mairead is her name. She was wonderful. A chap came along in a starlet, and he said to me... I was on the phone when I hung up with the vet when I finished that call.
Okay.
And he said to me, you know, I reported that to Wicklow Rangers at about 1:30. And
wow.
He said, I'm shocked and disgusted to see the poor animal still there. In the meantime, I'd also rung the Rangers, went straight to message. The vet gave me this number to ring. It went straight to the message. Nobody called me back. They still haven't called me back. So this lady, Mairead from Avondale Vet, said to me, can you give me your coordinates? I said, look, I'm here. I've got to get home to take my dogs out for a minute. We've been up in Rusper that day. So I went home, walked the dogs. About 20 minutes later, half an hour later, she rang me. I met her up on the Wicklow Gap at about 7:45. And she looked after the animal. I'd say, Joe, she gave it a sedative and then a couple of injections.
And she put the animal to sleep.
She was up there about half an hour, fair play. At this stage, of course, it's pitch dark. I just wanted to show exactly where the poor animal was. But I was very upset, Joe.
The animal was lay in distress for nearly 7 hours.
Well, who knows how long?
The motorist has said to you, "I saw that animal, that deer, at half one." We don't know how long the animal had been there at that stage.
No, we don't know. She was there at least 7 hours when she was actually put to sleep, Joe. And the vet said to me, you know, we looked at her. I mean, she had a lot of marks on her. The vet said to me, she was checking her age and that. And she said to me, you know, there's blood in her mouth as well. She was badly injured. And it was just a mercy. It was just a mercy.
And when you initially rang the guards, did the guards say to you, well, is it a traffic hazard?
No, didn't ask me anything like that. He just said to me, a vet is on the way. You can go on. You can go home. And I said, well, I wait around. Oh, no, it's been looked after. And of course...
The Irish Wildlife Service...
I had a mobile for the Wildlife Ranger, Joe, that I rang, a veteran Roundwood to give me that number, and I phoned the Wildlife Ranger, and it went straight to message. I mean, that was nearly 2 days ago now. Nobody's got back to me since then, so it's just very poor. And I mean, you know, there are signs up around there for deer, but I think, you know, and obviously you don't want to be troubling the emergency services with an animal, but by the same token...
Well, you see, Seamus, in fairness to you, I'm looking at a long statement from the National Parks and Wildlife Service. We do not have staff on 24-hour call to deal with these issues. the staff, the NPA, the National Parks and Wildlife Service, had been left a message on Sunday evening, but the staff member in question was off duty. And the National Parks and Wildlife Service has no statutory role in the care or humane dispatch of deer or other wildlife involved in vehicle collisions or in the management of such incidents. These situations are ultimately the responsibility of An Garda Síochána and the local authority, as this is a road safety and animal welfare issue. Now, you say the guards...
The guards told me, well, he told me, he said a vet is on his way. That's the first call I made.
Well, he may have been under the impression that a vet was on its way, maybe. I don't know. Maybe he was.
But it was the vet in Roundwood, Joe, in the Roundwood vets, that actually gave me the number of the wildlife ranger. He said he's on duty out of hours. And I looked at their website. I mean, they do say they're on duty, and Friday to Sunday there's an emergency, but they say during office hours.
What's the emergency if they say the only emergency I can think of an animal is an animal being killed?
Yeah.
With a car. And then they say, in case of emergency, ring this number. Well, what constitutes an emergency?
I don't know, Joe. I mean,
okay.
Let me say,
Seamus, 51551. By the way, Seamus, fair play to you. You did a lot of hours there on Sunday and an enormous amount of work. And fair play to that vet, that female vet who was at an emergency call and got over to you.
She was wonderful, Joe. She was wonderful.
Say there, Seamus. Kieran O'Mahony is a vet in Aherlow in County Tipperary, Glen Vets. Kieran, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. You heard about this earlier on when I mentioned it. Kieran, I know there's only so many vets in the country, but is a call like that regarded as an emergency by vets?
Well, you see, Joe, it shouldn't be our job.
I know that, yeah.
I suppose the reason I contacted you was because it's a familiar story to me. And what Seamus has explained there, we would get calls like that 3 or 4 times a year. There's one particular road in the Glen of Aherlow, and there are signs up, as Seamus mentioned there, about signs to be aware of deer, and they do cross the road quite regularly, and unfortunately from time to time they do get hit. And you know, I suppose from experience, the first port of call should be the Gardaí, but in my experience, and given the delays that Seamus experienced on Sunday, that unfortunately is a regular occurrence. So
that the Gardaí can't do anything.
Well, they'll. It just seems to take a long time. I can't comment on what the Gardaí do or don't do, but we tend to be then, just like Seamus did on Sunday. We get a call, and I find it's just quicker. You must remember, Joe, you have an animal in distress, and you generally have a member of the public or a number of members of the public in distress as well, because it is a very distressing situation.
Yeah.
And I find the quickest way is to just go and deal with it. Now, you know, I'm not advertising for the work, because it's not paid work. And my sympathies to the vets in Wicklow on Sunday as well. This is the busiest time of the year for vets. And, you know, the large animal, rural veterinary practice is in a critical state at the minute. Numbers are thin on the ground. We're at the peak season of calving, lambing, all those things.
Yeah.
And it can be difficult to get to everything. But, I just heard that this being discussed, and it is something that we have to deal with down here as well.
And are the animals the size of a deer, are they invariably... They would have done some damage to the car as well, wouldn't they? Or a truck or whatever.
Very often they have.
Yeah, okay. I wonder what happened to the car that hit it. Would an animal like that invariably be euthanized?
Usually fairly badly injured. If they're able to get up and go, they'll go, you see, and they'll be gone.
Yeah.
So if they're lying prone on the side of the road, unfortunately, the damage is beyond repair, really.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you have the other factor then of when you do euthanize one of these animals, the disposal of the carcass.
Yeah.
Because you have to take into this animal has received a lethal dose of anaesthetic, so any birds or wild animals that may come across this carcass then would be in danger as well. So we've had situations where our vets have had to bring the deer back to our practice for disposal as well. And it's one of those things, Joe. We do it as a kind of a we do it out of not out of obligation, but certainly, you know, it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, I know. Seamus, do you know what happened to carcass?
Well, she had no way of moving it, Joe, when I got there. I mean, she had her Jeep with her, but it was full of all her medicine equipment and that. So we had to leave the carcass there. And to be honest, the carcass is probably still there, Joe, I suspect. I mean, I know exactly where the spot is, but it's probably still there.
And where is tell us where the spot is.
It's about 15 kilometres, Joe, from Glendalough on the Wicklow Gap. I mean, I know exactly where
is there any landmark nearby?
There is a landmark there, just about 100 yards, 200 yards past it on the right. There's a little forestry sign there and a little pull-in there. So the animal is there. I mean, I'm only down the road. I'm living in Lara, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know exactly where it is, but... you know, you do get carcasses, Joe. I've had them on my own place wandering in from time to time. I'm up there 7 years now, and you do get carcasses. I've had them on my own place. They just wander in. They're dead, and you don't know if they've been shot or they've been knocked down, but, you know, it's poor fare. I mean, you just, whatever it is, you just want somebody who will take charge of it and look after it.
Well, you did your best, and the vet did the best, but as you say, it seems to be a breakdown in communication somewhere. If it took seven hours for an animal in distress to be
put
to sleep.
And nobody wants that. Yeah.
Okay, Seamus, thanks, Anita. That's Seamus Lee. And Kieran O'Mahony, Glen Vets, and our hello. Thanks also for contacting us, Kieran. 5155